Hey there, Quajo here, and if you haven't heard my voice, I'm the new host of the Art of Online Business. Quick update on my new offer. I did not expect the initial launch spots to sell out so fast. I'm talking about Facebook Ad Setup to Success, which is one-on-one Facebook ads coaching for the driven course creator from me, three Zoom calls within a month, and unlimited support in between so that you can run your lead generation campaigns, your launch campaigns, your SLO, self-liquidating offer funnels, exactly like I would, getting all my tips and tricks and strategies, plus just unlimited support inside of Slack or Voxer, or one lady's even doing it from inside of Messenger, with screen recordings, Loom recordings, this sort of thing, questions. This is what I'm doing, but all those limited spots at the initial launch price, they are gone. And I just wanted to explain that out of integrity to the people who took those first spots. The price has gone up, and there's one spot, maybe two, if I do some scheduling jujitsu for May. Otherwise, we're booking into June. You can click on the link in the description below to find out more, or you can go to theartofonlinebusiness.com/call if you need that kind of one-on-one Facebook help. All right, back to the episode.
And I'm assuming this was cold traffic.
Yes.
But tell me more about that, because cold traffic at under 50 cents, maybe 19 cents a lead is awesome.
Oh, well, that's good to know. Yeah, I mean, I'm a complete newbie here. So, giving hope to the newbies.
This is the show where I bring you the best tips, tactics, and strategies for using paid traffic to grow your business on autopilot. You also hear what's working and not working right now from the top minds in online marketing so that you can get more leads and sales every day without having to empty your wallet in the process. All right, let's jump into it. Hey, what is up, my AOPT friends? Welcome back to episode number 55 of the Art of Paid Traffic podcast. I'm your host, Rick Mulready. Thank you so much for listening to the show here. Really appreciate you tuning in. I am psyched to bring you today's episode for a couple of reasons. First, because of my guest, Mary Fernandez. She's going to be sharing her story of how she was getting leads from Facebook ads for as little as 19 cents. Yes, you heard that right. 19 cent lead. She got almost 550 leads for an overall ad spend of about $270. Yet, ready for this? She did not profit from her ad spend. And you're going to learn why today. We break it all down and we look at what went wrong in her sales funnel so that you can learn from her experience and try to improve upon that lack of ROI. We break it all down here for you today. Now, I'm also excited because I get to announce the scholarship winner to my FB Advantage training course, which enrollment opens this week. Now, if you've been listening for a while now, for the past 2 weeks or so, I've had an opportunity to give you a scholarship to my flagship training. To be eligible for that scholarship, you had to leave a rating and review for this here podcast over on iTunes. And I went through, I chose one at random. You didn't have to leave it within the past 2 weeks. I just took, I went through all of the ratings and reviews there on iTunes since the show started back in January. And I chose a winner at random. And I'm really excited to announce that winner here in just a second. The response was awesome. Thank you so much for all the kind words and support for the show. I truly appreciate it. We're up to about 114 five-star ratings and reviews. The ranking for the show has jumped on iTunes. So I'm really appreciative for everybody who left a rating and review for the show over there on iTunes. And now for the winner of the scholarship to my FB Advantage Automated Facebook Ads Made Simple training course. It is, well, they're called juicingradio.com. And the review that they left, it says, paid traffic can be a minefield without this guide. And they said, let's be honest, paid traffic is an absolute minefield. I had no clue what I was doing and felt like I was just throwing $10 bills out the window. Rick not only guides us through the minefield, but teaches us how to navigate it safely on our own. I'm amazed at the amount of notes after every episode. That's actually kind of a common theme that I see in the reviews. Everyone's taken a lot of notes, which I love. I'm still learning about paid traffic, but now feel so much more confident because Rick shares his knowledge and draws out nuggets from every episode. I have a long way to go. When I lost my $10 bills, now I know why and I learned from it. Thank you so much, Rick. All right. I really appreciate that. Juicingradio.com. Congratulations. So you are the winner here of our scholarship into the FBA Advantage. And I'm really excited to welcome you into the FBA Advantage community. We've got hundreds of other like-minded entrepreneurs who are growing their business with Facebook ads. So really excited for you. Really excited to welcome you in there. So here's what to do now. Email me at support@rickmulready.com and make sure that you put podcast winner in the subject line and we'll get you set up there in the training. All right. Again, thank you so much for all the support with the ratings and reviews. Please don't let that stop now that we're not doing this scholarship at this time. Because if you are digging the show, please let me know over there on iTunes. All right, now into today's episode with Mary Fernandez. She's got a really interesting story. She's kind of a newbie when it comes to Facebook ads, but her first Facebook ads campaign, she crushed it. And her average cost per lead was about 45 cents, leads as low as 19 cents. And she was in the niche of fitness and exercise for pregnant women. And she thought that she had a really strong sales funnel set up to make that money back. But as you're going to learn today, it wasn't so strong. And so we're going to break that down as to why, you know, what happened with that. What are some things that she could have improved upon? Maybe why she didn't improve upon it. But her Facebook ads were really, really successful there with that campaign. But it didn't pan out for her in the form of her return on an investment. And it wasn't any part of, you know, what she was doing with her Facebook ads. It was more of the follow-up in the sales funnel. And we break all that down today. By the way, speaking of her Facebook ads, we have screenshots of her ads over on the show notes page for today's episode, which is rickmulready.com/55. Now, we also talk about what she's doing right now. She kind of pivoted in her business. Again, we break all this down. We talk about it here today. But we talk about what she's doing now with her Facebook ads and the type of thing that she's focusing on in her business at this point. This is a really, I'm really excited to bring you this because it's a different kind of case study. This is one that did not work out well, but yet, I mean, she was doing great with her Facebook ads, but in the end, she did not make money back from it. So I think there's some really, really good lessons here that we can all take away from this, which is why I wanted to invite Mary on to share her story. All right, so I wanted to introduce you to Mary Fernandez. Let's go hang out with Mary. All right, what's up, Mary? Thank you so much for coming on to the Art of Paid Traffic podcast. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here. I'm like a big fan of this podcast. I listen to it on my commute. So
I appreciate that. I appreciate that. I'm psyched to have you on because you have a really cool story here. And what we're going to be talking about is, and we've been talking about this before I hit record here, but it's a really interesting case study that I think this is going to benefit a lot of our listeners here. And I really appreciate in advance and thank you for being so open and talking about what, you know, what you've been doing with your business, the kind of the pivot that you've gone through. You've been doing paid traffic with Facebook advertising, you know, some of the challenges that you've had there. But I want to start off with, I mean, what really, what we've been talking for several months. We met almost a year ago now.
Right.
But we've been talking more recently about the success that you've had with your Facebook ads in a campaign that you ran a little while ago where you got 43 cent leads and you spent like $227 or something crazy like that to get a bunch of leads.
Yeah, I think my lowest lead actually went down to like 19 cents. So yeah, it was crazy. All right.
Tell people about what you were doing with that and what your niche was and what you were giving away and so forth. And we'll dive into the sales funnel a little bit here in just a second.
Yeah. So my niche was fitness for pregnant women. And my offer that I was offering with the ad was a free fitness challenge to shorten your labor. So I basically just told them, did you know that exercising during pregnancy has been scientifically shown to shorten your labor and reduce complications, hasten recovery, things like that. And that's what intrigued them to opt in. And I gave them a challenge that lasted for 7 days. And I just gave them real simple exercises to do. It was a really easy, quick win for them. So just they only had to do 5 minutes per day. And I was giving them support within my private Facebook group while they were going through that. And they got support from each other as well. Which
so they opted in to get the videos and access to a Facebook group?
Yes. So it was, although it wasn't, it was really just a short video for each day that gave them a demonstration of what the exercises were, but it wasn't a follow along. It was just, I actually had my husband take photos of me doing the exercises. They saw the photos, they got like written out descriptions of each exercise for that day. And then they headed over to the Facebook group to talk about it.
Okay. And you had like 500 and something people in the Facebook group. Is that right?
Actually only about 150 of those, 500 plus people actually ended up in the Facebook group.
Gotcha.
But okay. They were getting an email. So they would get an email every day during the challenge that would send them to the day's exercises. So,
okay. So you deliver, and I think you said in the ad that you were going to go through it with them, but it wasn't really, you said it wasn't a video. It's like pictures of you doing the exercise, excuse me, for them to go through. Is that right?
It was actually both. Well, I started off with just the pictures. It was really simple, just the photos. And then I ended up a little bit later, I recorded videos where I just demonstrated the exercises. And because I had this sort of this system where they could customize it to their own fitness level. So it wasn't a follow along, but they would use a timer. I don't know if you know what a HIIT timer is, but
I do.
Actually. Yeah. Yeah. So it was really, it was like a HIIT exercise. They would set their timer to whatever they wanted and do the exercises and repeat. And, you know, we had, different cycles that they would repeat. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, unlike a lot of people who are just getting going with their Facebook ads, you actually went into it with a strategy. I mean, you had an idea of what you wanted to do with these people, get them into, get them into your sales funnel with Facebook ads, and then move them along your sales funnel. I actually didn't know about the Facebook group, and I think that's a really, really, really smart idea. Before we get into that, though, I want to talk about your targeting. How did you target these mm-hmm. ads to get such great? I mean, and I'm assuming this was cold traffic.
Yes.
But tell me more about that, because cold traffic at under 50 cents, maybe 19 cents a lead, is awesome.
Oh, well, that's good to know. Yeah, I mean, I'm a complete newbie here. So, giving hope to the newbies. I had zero traffic to my website. I had zero subscribers. I had nothing. So starting from scratch, I can't retarget anyone. There's nobody to retarget. There's okay. There's no Facebook page where I could do a lookalike audience or anything. So what I did was I actually took a tip from Kimra Luna. I have to give a shout out to her, who said to find pages where you think your people are hanging out on Facebook and target those. So I made a list of pages where I thought that pregnant women would be hanging out. And there were a few that I tried, but the one that that really got me those great results was The Bump. It's a website for pregnant women. So this was very relevant to them.
Sure.
I chose all the different English-speaking countries I could think of to send it to. And I also restricted the age to 20 years old to 32 years old. So I had like a very specific group that I was targeting, and that just seemed to work really well.
I love it because, number one, because you knew who your target audience was.
Right.
And also, you did this by using Facebook's most basic of targeting. So you targeted by country. That English-speaking countries that you wanted to hit. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you're targeting females. You targeted a very specific age range. And then you did interest targeting, which is, you know, the most basic of Facebook targeting. It's the stereotypical type of targeting. When people think of Facebook targeting, they think of, oh, I can target such and such Facebook fan page. That's relevant to my niche here, and that's interest targeting.
Right.
Nothing more advanced like custom audiences or retargeting or your email list or anything. I mean, you were starting from scratch. I love it.
No, yeah. And I just think, you know, there's so many people that are afraid to get into the Facebook ads because of all that. I'm like, I don't have an audience to target, you know, but you don't really have to.
Yeah. And you told me before you were spending how much per day, like $5 per day?
$5. Yeah. I mean, there were a few days where I did a split test. So I did $10 on a few days. That was it. Most days it was just $5. And I was just running one ad and I was kind of tweaking it a little bit. I really only tweaked it a couple times. I mean, just to give you my first offer, this was my very first campaign. I gave them a PDF checklist that was the 7 exercises that every pregnant woman should avoid. And that just, it did about $1.25 per conversion. So, you know, it was decent, but then when I changed it to this free fitness challenge, then that just really killed it. So I just stuck with that.
I love it. What made you change the offer?
Because
you told me earlier, you said, I didn't really know that under 50 cents was a good cost per lead, but now you're telling me you're at $1.25 and you're like, okay, then I changed things up.
Well, no, you know, it was more of just, I just wanted to experiment with it. You know, it's kind of being a little bit, like, well, you know, let's just test this out. And I also was taking inspiration from other people. So I saw Aaron Stutland had a Facebook ad that was offering a free fitness challenge. And I thought, well, I'll try that. So I think I'm not exactly sure what it was, but I think it was actually Aaron Stutland that inspired me to do the free fitness challenge. And I actually used her ad as a template for my own ad. So it just,
oh, really?
Yeah, it did. And I could see that she had been split testing things herself because I saw that there were a couple different ads she was running. So, you know, might as well not reinvent the wheel, you know?
Well, that's exactly what I was just going to say use that terminology too, Mary, is don't reinvent the wheel. You know, Russell Brunson talks a lot about this in his book, .com Secrets, where when you're starting out and
right now.
Yeah, like you're looking to make a sales funnel. Look at what other people are doing and don't copy them exactly, but, you know, model what those people are doing and see what works for you. I love the fact that you kind of pivoted your offer there and you took your cost per lead from $1.25 down to under 50 cents. I love that you did that. Now, talk about once people got into, because this is where we kind of get into the challenge a little bit. Once people got into your sales funnel, obviously they loved the videos that you were giving away because you had such great success with the cost per lead, but what happened once did you make the money back? So you spent about $227. What happened then?
Right. So, you know, not a huge investment, but I didn't make the money back. There was just a sort of disconnect, I think, between getting them into my Facebook group, which they love the fitness challenge. They were all raving about it. And then when it came to offering my paid product, which was full workout videos, I only got less than 1% conversion to sales from my list. So it was a learning experience, and I had to really, you know, think about it. I'm still thinking about it. There's so many reasons why it could have gone wrong, you know, it's really an interesting thing to think about. There's a lot of food for thought there with my story because, for one thing, I didn't feel quite like the whole fitness thing was authentic for me because, well, just to tell you a little bit of backstory, I think this will help explain, but. When we met in December at James Wedmore's mastermind event, I had another list that I was from a previous business. It was for ballet teachers. And I was just sort of stuck on this idea that I had to keep that list and that I had to build on that list and that I couldn't start over. So it was really like a limiting belief that I had. That I couldn't start all over from zero because I wanted to get out of that niche. And I wanted to get into another one. But I sort of forced myself into something where I thought, well, this is sort of a compromise because this is a different audience, but yet maybe my existing audience, because I was going to combine ballet with fitness.
Sure.
So ironically, only one subscriber from my previous list came over to my new list with the fitness thing. And it, by the way, it turned into a prenatal fitness thing because I was pregnant at the time and it just seemed like, you know, it was the perfect time to be doing that. So, you know, what I would say to people is, you know, definitely go into it with a plan. Obviously that the plan worked in a sense, but then, you know, if it's not something that is really authentic for you, and you're forcing yourself into it because of the wrong reasons.
Yeah, I think, I mean, that's really important because the strategy that you had in place, I think, was a good strategy. But do you think it was more, for the fact that it didn't work out and you didn't profit from that, you know, and granted, it wasn't a huge investment. It was under $200, it was $227.
Right.
But with that kind of investment and that kind of success with your Facebook ads, one would think that you would, you know, blow that out of the water with your return on your investment.
True. Yeah. I mean, I think I could have, okay, I think this is the bottom line, Rick, is that if I really wanted to, I could have fixed it. Whatever it was that was wrong, that they couldn't see why they needed to buy from me. Mm-hmm. I could have fixed that. You know, I could have come up with a, you know, tried a different angle, like kind of like I did with the first ad that you know, I mean, it did okay, but I got it better by tweaking it, right?
Sure.
So I could have fixed it, but I think I just didn't want to. Is really, you know, I mean, there's sort of that psychological thing is that, you know, do I see myself as a fitness expert? Mm-hmm. You know, and do I want to put myself out there and be known as a fitness expert? And you know, what I didn't, you know, I had success, but I didn't really want to get to that next level, I guess is what it was.
Yeah, that's really interesting.
That makes sense.
No, totally. Because, you know, you could have very well looked at the entire sales funnel that you had set up. So you're running Facebook ads, getting new leads into your business here. And then you did have a way, you did have a strategy, I should say, for mm-hmm. selling to them. It didn't quite work, and you just didn't feel, you know, from an integrity standpoint, which is totally cool, and I really admire you for recognizing that you didn't want to go back and say, you know, and really break down the sales funnel to figure out where the breakdown was in mm-hmm. order to figure that out. It's just like, all right, how do I sell my paid product to them? And I think that's a great lesson, such that, you know, if you're not super passionate or you become a little bit maybe jaded by what you're working on, you know, maybe it is time to look at something else, to do something else. So you've seen some success there with your ads, and you actually did pivot, and
yes.
you're now running more Facebook ads, and I love the fact that you're doing that. You've caught the bug. Congratulations.
I am the bug.
So what are you doing? What are you doing now?
Yeah, so I have a new website. It's persuasiveblog.com, and I'm teaching entrepreneurs the art, not of paid traffic, but but of blogging persuasively so that they can become thought leaders in their fields. And just to give you a little bit of backstory on how I got into that topic, I am the daughter of a brain scientist and a retired ballerina. So, you know, some people are right-brained and other people are left-brained, but I think I ended up being both left and right-brained. And because of that, I'm just really fascinated by things that are both an art and a science. And blogging is definitely one of those things, because on the one side, you have this art form, which is writing, and there's definitely an art to writing blog posts that get read and that get shared. And then on the other hand, you've got these psychological principles, which writers use to make people feel and act a certain way. And those are scientifically proven by, you know, studies. And in fact, you recently had Natalina High on the show, and she talked about web psychology. And that's just, all of that is just so fascinating to me. In fact, I'm reading the book right now that she recommended, The Thinking Fast and Slow by Professor Kahneman. And so that's how I really had to listen to, all of this is, it all works. I proved to myself that the Facebook ads, they work. And I just had to find my groove. I had to find what it was that was authentic for me to teach. I knew I wanted to teach something. I'm a teacher at heart, but I had to find something that, you know, that I really was passionate about. And that's blogging. So
you're building a community and you're running, you're now running Facebook ads to build the community. What does that look like?
Yeah. So I have a Facebook ad that goes to a landing page for a community access. And my Facebook ad, it's just a picture of me. And it says, do you want to get more results from your blog? And then I go into what they're going to get as a part of the community. And they have to enter their email, obviously, to get access to the community. I give them a little access code, and then they hop on to my group. And I'm amazed at both times with the Facebook group is that the fitness group, those people are still talking to each other to this day, all day long, in the night, all the time. There's still only about 150 or so people in there. And they're just like a family. I mean, it's amazing. They love each other and they keep talking about how they love this group and they're so happy they joined. And that's just really, really special and amazing. And with this new group that I have, it's called Persuasive Bloggers, the quality of these people is just astounding me. I mean, they all have different backgrounds and they're all experts in their fields. They all have different perspectives to bring, and it's just really cool to see what each of them brings to the group.
So is this kind of do you have any kind of monetization plan from this community?
Yes.
Or is this more of kind of like the Kim Luna model with, you know, her Freedom Hackers group, or what?
Yeah, the plan? It is. Yeah, I'm definitely modeling Kim Luna's Freedom Hackers for sure. I have some free mini courses right now as well. So I've got various ways for people to get onto my list. I'm doing guest blogging, trying to get my name out there. Mm-hmm. And I'm also planning out a flagship program, and that's going to be called Persuasive Blog School. And it'll cover everything you need to know about starting a blog from scratch, growing your audience, building your reputation, even if you don't have any credentials, and just how to write in a way that really stops people in their tracks. It makes them sit up and listen. So I'm really excited about that. It's still in the works, but it's coming.
Yeah, and I think the key lesson there is you have a strategy. You have a plan to monetize this, but you're not doing it immediately. Where, like, again, as I mentioned before, a lot of people get into their Facebook ads but not really have a plan at all to monetize their ads to make that money back. So
yeah, that's a big mistake, because the thing is, you could be attracting leads and you could even be getting a really great conversion rate, but then you could be attracting the wrong people.
Yeah, exactly.
They'll never buy from you.
So how are these ads doing for you?
So they're a little bit more expensive than my my fitness ads. I think it's because the market is just way more competitive.
Sure.
Than what I was in before. I mean, if anybody wants to do prenatal stuff, then it's it's wide open, people. There's like nobody advertising. It's great. just a tip. Obviously, when I'm trying to do content marketing now, so that's a very competitive niche. But I'm still getting a little bit over a buck per conversion. So sometimes it gets close to $2, but I'm keeping it under $2.
That's great.
Still good.
That's really good. Mary, this has been really interesting. I really thank you so much for sharing in being really open about, you know, what you've been doing here and sharing even like where things didn't work out and looking at what you have going on right now. I'm looking at your landing page right now,
yeah,
which by the way is persuasiveblog.com/community. I love the page. The only thing I would add is I would make sure that you link to a privacy policy.
Okay.
Make sure you link to that, maybe just at the bottom of the page, or even if you can in the in your opt-in box, or I mean, wherever you want to put on the page there, just make sure that it's somewhere on the page. That is one thing that Facebook will crack down on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now,
make sure you have that. And are you using, so you have a lot, you have black, white, and yellow coloring here. And there's a great picture of you in a yellow shirt. Is that the same picture in the ad?
Actually, if you go to persuasiveblog.com, just the homepage, you'll see the picture that I used for the ad.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
It's a similar, I have this similar color scheme that I've got going on, but it's...
Oh, there we go. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Send you a picture too. Actually, if you want to put it in the show notes or anything, I've got screenshots of my ads.
Yeah, let's do that. That'd be great. If you could send those over, we'll put the screenshots of the ads over there in the show notes page. And that show notes page, by the way, guys, excuse me, is going to be rickmulready.com/55. So to check that out. Mary, is there any, so persuasiveblog.com, anywhere else that people can connect with you online?
Go to persuasiveblog.com. If you want to join the community, just go to /community. And I'd love to see you in there. And then as well, you'll get access to all my mini courses. I'll tell you about them as they come out.
Awesome. Awesome. Mary, this has been really great. Thank you so much for coming on to the show here. Really, really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you so much, Rick. It's really an honor. I'm so happy to be here.
All right. Hope you got a lot out of this conversation with Mary. Different kind of case study here in the podcast, which I like, and I hope that you did too. Also, want to invite you to a brand new upcoming live Facebook ads training that I'm doing this week. Well, depending on when you're listening to this. One's going to be Tuesday, August 25th. That should be tomorrow if you're listening to this when I release this episode. Tomorrow, August 25th at 10 a.m. Pacific. And the other is Wednesday, August 26th at 5 p.m. Pacific time. Want to do a couple different times to give people different options, you know, considering their schedules. If you'd like to register for the Tuesday, August 25th, go to rickmulready.com/live training. Or if you'd like to register for Wednesday, August 26th at 5 p.m. Pacific time, just go to rickmulready.com/live training2. That's the number 2. Those links will also be in the show notes page for today's episode, which is over at rickmulready.com/55. On these trainings, I'm going to be sharing what's working right now with Facebook ads to create an automated stream of leads and sales for your business. I mean, after all, this is all about creating security and predictability in your business with paid traffic. And Facebook ads are the easiest and most effective platform around today to do that. Definitely hope to see you on one of those trainings. All right, that's all for today's show, my friends. Got a lot more coming your way in the next episode. So until then, keep testing your paid traffic to find out what works for you and your business, and then do more of what's working. And I'll see you in the next episode.
Do you want to avoid the 7 biggest mistakes that burn through course creators' ad money? I see these over and over and over again, and I put them together in a mini email series. This is not fluff. Each of the 7 mistakes, I also have a recorded video tutorial showing you inside of Facebook Ad Manager how to fix those mistakes. This is good, solid, and it will save you money or help you make more money with your Facebook ads. Click down in the show notes below. You'll see the link, and you can go download it right now for free.